The power animal is not alive within you until you find its voice. To find its voice, take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle and place yourself on the left side and the spirit animal on the right and begin a dialogue with them. Begin from your side saying, "Hello, welcome, who are you?" And then allow yourself the freedom to respond longhand from the spirit animal's perspective. It will tell you who it is, what its gifts are to you, what its medicine is, what its wisdom is, what its instinct is about, what it will come to teach you. And inquire, ask any questions you would like from the spirit animal, and let it provide you with its guidance. There are also a number of very good resources in the form of books that you can consult as to the meaning of each of the spirit animals. But the most valuable information is the one that you're going to receive directly from your power animal. I jokingly tell our students that they must practice the care and feeding of their power animal, that they must embody it, that the power animal should teach them its movement, its dance, its way of perceiving the world. So that if you receive the wolf as a power animal, don't walk like a person walking like a wolf. Try walking like a wolf being a person. Don't try to imitate the animal. Make its movement an internal movement, its perception an internal perception. When you reach for a cup of coffee in the morning, don't reach like a person reaching for a cup. Reach like a jaguar would reach for a cup, or like a falcon might reach for a cup, extending its wings to hold that cup. In our training programs, we encourage our students to embody, to internalize the spirit of this animal. The embodiment is essential, so it doesn't become a mental exercise, but that every cell in your body receives the energy and the gifts of the spirit animal. When you get up in the morning, stretch like a cat stretches. Stretch like a dolphin would stretch. When you greet your children or your spouse in the morning, give her a bear hug. Hold her in the wings of an eagle. When you go to bed at night, call on your spirit animal to come to you in dream time and to guide you and to train you, to help you to recover that essential self that has been so sanitized out of us by modern civilization. The power animal is one of the most valuable tools in the shaman's medicine bag. Use your power animal, let it teach you, and know that this is another one of the journeys in the power of shamanic healing.